Hi everyone, this is just a quick heads up to stay safe on WhatsApp. Unfortunately, there are some people out there who may try to trick you into sharing sensitive information. Please remember that no one from StreamGlobe would ever ask you for codes or numbers. Also, if you're on any of our StreamGlobe WhatsApp groups, if you receive any unsolicited messages from a member of your WhatsApp group, don't panic. Don't leave the group. Simply block and report such a person to WhatsApp using the report option. They won't be able to send you messages again, and WhatsApp will take appropriate action to prevent this from happening to others. Such people will most likely be eventually banned by WhatsApp. So please be careful as you use WhatsApp, and remember to forward StreamGlobe Devotional to your friends and contacts on WhatsApp.
Hello, and welcome to StreamGlobe Daily Devotional. Your host is Pastor S.D. Abraham.
Today's StreamGlobe Devotional is titled Divine Nature. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall be taking our Bible reading from 1 John chapter 4, verse 10. In this is love, not that we have loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son to be the atoning sacrifice for our sins. I have just read from the New English Translation. You need to get out there and walk more in love. This is the solution to your problem. You are a child of God now. This is what Pastor Ross told one brother who came complaining about diminishing spiritual strength and fears of demonic attacks. We can never say this too much. God loves you. His love for you is not because you loved him first or because you have chosen to serve him. He loved you first and sent Christ to die for you and save you from your sins. Your sin gave Satan power and control over you. God is love, and he wants you to also walk in love, because this is the way to activate his nature that you have now received through faith in Christ Jesus. His new nature is characterized by power, and it always overcomes and cannot be conquered. See 1 John chapter 5 verse 4. It cannot be limited by any power in heaven or on earth. It is the divine nature that never dies or sees decay. It is the nature that brings life and strength even to your mortal body, causing you to live above sickness and disease. Go into today knowing that your new divine nature is activated by love, because God is love. When you love, you are manifesting God's primary attribute, and this gives rise to manifestations of his other attributes of might, power, glory, etc. Thank our Heavenly Father for giving you the opportunity to share in his divine nature. Pray that he will help you always walk in this nature. In Jesus' name, amen. Our yearly Bible reading plan for today shall be taken from Song of Solomon chapter 7 to chapter 8. Now, this Bible reading plan is continuous. So if you begin with us today, for example, by this time next year, you would have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The audio comes up next. Song of Solomon chapter 7 to chapter 8.
How beautiful your sandaled feet, O princess daughter! Your graceful legs are like jewels, the work of an artist's hands. Your navel is a rounded goblet that never lacks blended wine. Your waist is a mound of wheat encircled by lilies. Your breasts are like two fawns, like twin fawns of a gazelle. Your neck is like an ivory tower. Your eyes are the pools of Heshbon by the gate of Bath Rabin. Your nose is like the Tower of Lebanon looking toward Damascus. Your head crowns you like Mount Carmel. Your hair is like royal tapestry. The king is held captive by his tresses. How beautiful you are, and how pleasing, my love, with your delights. Your stature is like that of the palm, and your breasts like clusters of fruit. I said, I will climb the palm tree. I will take hold of its fruit. May your breasts be like clusters of grapes on the vine, the fragrance of your breath like apples, and your mouth like the best wine.
May the wine go straight to my beloved, flowing gently over lips and teeth. I belong to my beloved, and his desire is for me. Come, my beloved, let us go to the countryside. Let us spend the night in the villages. Let us go early to the vineyards to see if the vines have budded, if their blossoms have opened, and if the pomegranates are in bloom. There, I will give you my love. The mandrakes send out their fragrance, and at our door is every delicacy, both new and old, that I have stored up for you, my beloved. If only you were to me like a brother who was nursed at my mother's breasts. Then, if I found you outside, I would kiss you and no one would despise me. I would lead you and bring you to my mother's house, she who has taught me. I would give you spiced wine to drink, the nectar of my pomegranates. His left arm is under my head, and his right arm embraces me. Daughters of Jerusalem, I charge you, do not arouse or awaken love until it so desires.
Who is this coming up from the wilderness leaning on her beloved?
Under the apple tree I roused you. There your mother conceived you. There she who was in labor gave you birth. Place me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. For love is as strong as death, its jealousy unyielding as the grave. It burns like blazing fire, like a mighty flame. Many waters cannot quench love. Rivers cannot sweep it away. If one were to give all the wealth of one's house for love, it would be utterly scorned.
We have a little sister, and her breasts are not yet grown. What shall we do for our sister on the day she is spoken for? If she is a wall, we will build towers of silver on her. If she is a door, we will enclose her with panels of cedar.
I am a wall, and my breasts are like towers. Thus, I have become in his eyes like one bringing contentment. Solomon had a vineyard in Baal Hamon. He let out his vineyard to tenants. Each was to bring for its fruit 1,000 shekels of silver. But my own vineyard is mine to give. The 1,000 shekels are for you, Solomon, and 200 are for those who tend its fruit.
You who dwell in the gardens with friends and attendants, let me hear your voice.
Come away, my beloved, and be like a gazelle or like a young stag on the spice-laden mountains.
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, or give to this work, visit our website at streamglobe.org.